Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With that conference switch,
and boy, it's just Jimmy Smits wouldn't buy this thin case you got, this thin defense you got out here, brother. What in the world was that? I give you credit. You tried. I mean, you just went out there and defended possibly what the worst coach in this program's history.
Oh, that's
possibly.
No, it's not even
where's
close.
Where's the tournament?
Blair Savage Lansden was 30-88. She went 4-27 in 2006-07. She went 3-25 in the year before that.
Do we not measure success on NCAA tournaments around here? We're a basketball town.
Not for women's basketball, we don't. We've never done that. We've never even had this conversation, honestly.
It's because you haven't seen that thing doing decently to care. That's what I'm saying.
No, I haven't.
There's a community that actually cares about women's basketball around here, if you believe it or not.
Well, that's great. I'm just saying, like, we have never measured women's basketball success at Memphis by if they make the NCAA tournament or not, you know?
No, you measure it in 20-win seasons that go nowhere.
Well, I mean, what? I mean,
and how many of those are there? Not many.
Melissa has had three. Melissa has had three.
Three in what, 11? 10 years. 10 or 11 years. That made a tournament.
30% of the time, she wins 20 games or more.
God dog, you ran Tubby up out of here.
Yeah, because
didn't give the man 6 months.
Those were all prior to 2012, by the way.
Yeah, before the move to the AAC. Yeah. There's no
Brad,
question.
I see you woke. We got you woke
no,
on women.
No, I'm looking at the right
women's
back.
This dude still got his eyes asleep. Brad, we got talent in this city. Long time ago.
Right, she's got it. She's got it.
Nikki McCray.
Girls from
Ashley
Arlington.
Shields. There's folks coming. We've had Jasmine Jane coming. Talent all through, pumping through Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah. If you had it all over there. And finally she does, John. I'll give you the credit. When she got this class, we gave her the credit. Now it's time to go out and do something with it. I'm rooting for her to get it turned around, John. But my point is, gosh, this just total, you don't pay any attention at all to what's going on out there, that it doesn't matter whatsoever. That's garbage.
No, I am just saying that.
You want your program healthy on all sides.
Well, yes.
You understand?
But whether the women's basketball, real talk, whether the women's basketball program is making NCAA tournaments or not, like, that's not going to dictate whether Memphis gets into the Big 12 or not.
They just made beer possible at the games.
Yes.
Don't you want to go have one at the game?
Sure.
Well, you can't watch nothing if Melissa's coaching like she has.
Button.
Brad is passionate.
I got him woke, and now he's passionate on it.
That man looks a little
bit too passionate.
Sorry, I hit the dump button.
Anyway, this ain't to be funny or give Melissa a hard time.
No,
I'm saying the point is about respectability, right? And fulfilling expectations.
If you just want to say,
and if we're going to say the men's basketball should go once every 7 years, 4 years, whatever, man, can you give me one every 10 in women's?
If you just,
good Lord.
If you just want to say that, you know, as a Memphian, you want every program over there to be like good,
as good as it can be.
But you also have to acknowledge in that same breath that there are real challenges that a program like Memphis women's basketball is going to face, right? Like resources and salaries and things like that. Like, you are going to run into that more so than you ever would, because you can pay Memphis basketball coaches, the men. You can pay Memphis football coaches, and they are, and they have, and they will again. It's a little bit different when you don't have that level of investment for the women's basketball program. That's just the real, you know? It's just the real.
You realize that women's basketball programs are not funded at the level that men's basketball. So, like, comparing what you do in terms of for the men's program here and what you're doing for the women, you realize that it's not the same at every school, right?
Well,
that's just the case for women's basketball, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like the investment level is just different.
Well, what's the point of having a program at all then? Well, if all you get is peanuts, you see what I'm saying?
But there are programs out there that can pay more than Memphis can.
I understand that. I get that. But that's not a reason to just talk it up and say you can be sorry every year and accept that. To say that we accept mediocrity around here.
Yes.
No, that's not a reason to do that.
Yes.
Because, John, if you did that, you wouldn't have this football program where it is now.
Well, there
after
were times
five straight,
where, I mean, there were.
You almost did. You almost said accept mediocrity, kill the program, just forget about it. You didn't accept that. You hired a couple of coaches that said no, Fuente and Orville. You went against that. If you'd had the same attitude, you let that thing die, you go independent, whatever else, or whatever you decide.
Right.
They decided, no, we're not going to do that. It's worth having. And all I'm telling you, Judd, that's all I'm saying. I'm not up here saying fire Melissa today. I'm up here saying if you're going to have it, make it worth having.
Well, don't you think this is her last year to prove that she is the right woman for the job? Because she's got the local talent. Now you can't say you didn't have local talent, you know, and UConn's leaving the conference. You know, don't you think this is kind of her last proving ground, given everything that's going on? Don't you think this is kind of it?
I would think so.
New AD.
Not if you calling the shots.
So you're going to get your wish. You're going to get your wish if they don't make the tournament or an Elite Eight or whatever it is you want them to do.
There is talent here to be had. There are folks could take that job and make it something, John, and actually try to make you – Not to the point you're gonna care about and come on here and talk for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours about it. That's not gonna happen. I'm not being unrealistic here, but something that can make that thing worth having and being better than mediocre.
Well, I'm all about that. I'm all about success across the board.
You like having a good rifle team, don't you?
I absolutely love it. It brings me great pride.
You like do you like having a good softball team?
I love it.
It's about pride, right?
You're singing around with my chest pumped out, you know?
Yeah, I see you want to make this funny.
No, I mean, you're exactly right. I love having the great rifle. They're national champions. They have won the national championship.
I don't know if that's true. I know they're good every year. I think they're top 10 every year. I think you're lying again.
Are you sure?
I don't know if they've won a national title, John.
If they have won a national title, we are going to come on here after the break, and we're going to play one shining moment for the Memphis Rifle team. Anyway, you can get beer now at all those events, all those on-campus events at the University of Memphis. You can get beer now. We will come back. We'll talk to Jeff Coggins about this and more. Jason and John on DTRN FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
SAS, the most successful sports information system ever created. 25 straight years of winning. Featured on CNBC, Fox News, ESPN. SAS has not only shown profit every year since its inception, it is completely transparent. Rating winners in unit values of 1 to 3 units, 3 units being a max play. SAS is releasing a 3-unit max play tonight absolutely free on a recorded message. Call now, 800-741-1122. Confident in this system and so certain of its results, they want you to try it absolutely free, no obligations. Call now and get the winner of Tennessee Jacksonville tonight, absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. Profits of 7 units tonight, absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. That's 1-800-741-1122. Tennessee Jacksonville, free.
Sunday the 22nd is Latino Day at the Mid-South Fair. Enjoy free admission into the fair with ticket purchase of the 2 p.m. showing of Paw Patrol Live. The Mid-South Fair, September 19th through the 29th. Purchase tickets and event information at midsouthfair.com.
It's the once-a-year half-off everything sale at Robert Irwin Jewelers. If it's in the case, it's half-off, except loose diamonds. This Friday and Saturday only, all 4 locations. This is the one half-off everything sale in every case at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Germantown Hardware and Paint works on all things small engine. If it can be fixed, they will fix it. If not, they have a great inventory. Echo, Steel, and Honda. Whether it's chainsaws, lawnmowers, blowers, Germantown Hardware and Paint has everything you need to get the job done right. If you need it, they have it. Germantown Hardware and Paint, family owned and operated since 2001, with a staff that knows the store with unsurpassable knowledge and customer service. At the corner of Poplar and Germantown Parkway, online at germantownhardware.com. I've got goals and a plan to reach them, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment, and that includes my gear and preventive maintenance. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if something goes wrong with my scooter, they help me get back on the road quickly. No more waiting around on my ride or the bus. Now I'm in control of my day. Learn how you can get started at MyCityRides.org.
Hi there, I'm Tanya Harding, world-class figure skater and Direct Auto Insurance spokesperson. Life doesn't always go as planned. We all know what it feels like to be on thin ice. Direct will look past your past and help you get going and could save you up to 25%. Talk about a good deal. That's like the triple axel of deals.
Get Direct and get going. Save up to 25%. Direct Auto Insurance, Nashville, Tennessee. Rates apply. Discount subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
And there you are, you're running for your life, you're a shooting star, and all the years, no one knows just how hard you work.
Memphis has won a rifle championship. It was in 2005, and it was small bore. Put some respect on them.
Is that a team title? Doesn't sound like
an individual title, but we still can claim it.
You still hold it up 14 years later.
Well, it's more than a lot of other rifle programs have done in the past. Jeff Calkins is the sports commentator over the Daily Memphian. He is the host of the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, and he joins us now. What up, Jeff?
I'm good.
What's going on in your world, man? What do you have coming up? What are you working on? You know, what are you doing?
Well, it was my birthday yesterday, and so I was out partying pretty much till the wee hours, and I'm just recovering today. I'm trying to pick up the debris around the house. And otherwise recovering from the wild birthday celebration.
Okay, well, happy birthday! And I know it's every year it's a sensitive subject for you, but happy birthday! And we're glad you're here.
No, what's going on in life? I don't know. Like, I'm writing different things. I was just talking to Mike Miller just now about his new place that's opening up in Germantown. Did you go to the soft opening? Of that,
I went to the. It was not a soft opening. It was a private party, and
I know. Yeah,
I did. I was invited.
What?
As you know, I was invited personally.
Yeah, I'm. I would expect you to be invited anyway. So I think it's kind of cool that he's opening a restaurant in Memphis, and as people may know, it's called Let It Fly. So I was just out there talking to him. I got some other things I'm working on, and that, and I'm waiting for both the. You know, here we are on the cusp of the Grizzlies and the Tigers, both. Hoop season beginning. Really, it's sort of this. In 2 weeks, we'll both be practicing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Practice, I think, for Memphis starts on Tuesday. So it is all coming up really quickly.
Correct. It is all coming up really quickly.
Jeff, what's your formula in men's basketball? I've heard you say it many times. It makes the Sweet 16 once every seven, once every four. What is it, really quickly?
I think what I used to say. I think what I determined was, and I did the math once, and this is when people were talking about what's an appropriate expectation. It was in the midst of the Josh stuff, right?
Right.
And what is an appropriate expectation? And my at the time when I did the math, and even if you took out all the John Calipari years, the team made it to the Sweet 16 once every 4 years since 1972-73. And so I said, there's no reason you shouldn't make to the Sweet 16. If you consider yourself a top 30 program, which I think they do, right? Top 30 program, we're going to say that anyway, right? Okay, if you're a top 30 program, you don't go to the Sweet 16 every year as a top 30 program, but you go once every 4 years, or on average once every 4 years. I think that program should go to the Sweet 16 once every 4 years. And I've always thought that, and I believe that, obviously, now – we may see it more frequently, but yes, I think the fundamental historic bar has been to go to the Sweet 16 once every 4 years. And I don't think that's too much to ask.
I don't think it's too much to ask either. I want you to apply your math, and in this case, just making the tournament to the women's basketball program. What would be a suitable amount of time and years in between, right, for the women's program to go just to the tournament, just to go make an appearance in the NCAA tournament? How many years in between?
Here's the truth. Nobody gives a flip.
Well, that's what John says.
Nobody cares.
So we might as well suck it.
With all due respect, I don't even mean this. Listen, my kid runs cross country. Nobody cares about it either. It doesn't mean my kids have also been in the band. Nobody cares about it either. To say nobody cares doesn't mean it's not a worthwhile enterprise. Whether you're in Model UN or whether you're in DECA Club or whether you're no one cares if you're becoming an Eagle Scout. People aren't out there cheering you. No one's following your progress except you. So to say nobody cares, it doesn't mean it's not a worthwhile activity that can build self-esteem and that you should pour yourself into, and you'll be a better person because you do it and whatever else. But in terms of whether it's something you talk about on the radio or watch on TV or charge for people to have tickets with, there's only two sports that people give a flip about. If you want to argue that they care, I suppose if women's basketball started crushing it, they could care a little, or if baseball started crushing it. There are places where baseball matters. Baseball matters in Mississippi State. Baseball matters at LSU. Baseball doesn't matter here. It doesn't matter at all. Women's basketball doesn't matter here. There are two things that matter here. And so that's why you've been able to have, let's be honest, you have right now a women's basketball program that has been a long period of time. And now on top of it has a scandal or whatever, but there's serious allegations against the coach and the way she's treated players, and she's still employed.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And the only way that is possibly could continue is because nobody cares.
I suppose that I get that it's not a moneymaker. Nobody goes to the games. But to your point,
there's no one complaining, right? There's no one complaining. There's no one raising a ruckus. They're not getting pounded on every day on the radio for when Tubby was bad. Every single day they had to hear Tubby was bad. Tubby was bad. Tubby was bad. Tubby was bad. People who've grown up, the truth of the matter is, I understand that Melissa McFerrin, at least early on in her, for a long time, to the extent that there are some people who care. It's a very small group, but there are some people who really care about the women's basketball team. And the truth of the matter is, there have been times, like when Joy Lee McNallis was the coach, it was kind of a family, fun little thing. They made the tournament. I went, we wrote about it, whatever, a little bit. And
it seemed like it was worth doing at that point, right? It seemed like it was worth doing.
Intimate scene.
Absolutely.
Not a lot of people cared, but it was kind of a fun little thing. And everything else. But my understanding is, so there are some people who it matters to. There's not very many. And those people, my understanding is that one of the reasons they didn't make a change earlier, because you could have just based on the record fired Melissa McFerrin years ago, right, is that in fact she had the people who did care were in her corner, that she had supporters who were on her side. And so... and it's one reason that last time her contract was up was that they the time before that they didn't make a change. That Tom Bowen actually had contemplated making a change at one point, and they said, "Yeah, you know what? Not really worth it." And the people who care about basketball like her, and so even though she's not, and that's all that mattered. But it's the same thing. I hate to say this. I heard you talking about Rifle. If Rifle started floundering. Or if tennis started floundering, or if golf floundered, or if volleyball floundered, or no one would even barely notice. And it's the same, maybe a smidge different, but it's not much different. It's the same thing it's nice that the women's soccer team was good. That was, I guess, fun, but did you go ever? I never went to a game. Did you go? Did you had an intern who was a women's soccer player. Did you go to a game?
I don't think we got a chance to do that.
Why not?
Just, got a lot going on.
That's my point.
We can agree it's a little bit different, though, to your sense, a little bit different that, you know, there's a women's basketball selection Sunday.
Why is women's basketball
any different? And you'd be watching with women's basketball a selection Sunday with the Memphis basketball team on it, just like you would. Maybe Jeff, not as many that would watch selection Sunday for the men's and here around, but you'd
not
have folks watching because it's a basketball town. Yeah, because it's
not
a basketball town.
It's a men's basketball town.
Closer to that, and people would actually be watching and you write about it than it is to soccer or to something like that. It's closer because we're a basketball town.
Do I think women's basketball is closer to soccer or men's basketball? I think it's much closer to soccer. In terms of level of interest in the women's basketball program at the University of Memphis, if you're asking me, is it more
I think soccer's down there with softball and
I agree, but yeah. I think there's a much bigger gap between men's basketball and women's basketball than there is between women's basketball and
probably
soccer,
because it
golf,
sucks so long. But to your point, we used to send a reporter, and I realize times have changed. But we used to send reporters to it and write headlines about it. And when we didn't, we weren't sending people to the soccer and the volleyball and all that stuff.
I don't know. We did write headlines about it, but I don't know that we ever went to games, did we?
I'm not arguing, Jeff, that a ton of people care. Believe me, that is not the argument. Right. I'm the point. But that it's worth, if you're going to have it, it's worth having it and being nice. Like, what's the point of being awful?
Let's be clear. It is worth having it, and a coach who is not – forget winning. It is worth having a coach who is not alleged – to have choked one of her players and made a joke about I can't breathe, alleged, right? It's certainly worth having a coach who, whether you're winning or not, even if they're losing, is treating the players decently and has players who, when they fill out surveys, fundamentally respect her leadership. I mean, the truth of the matter is maybe their investigation will reveal that all of these things that were said are false. But putting aside the winning and losing, I mean, it's kind of bizarre. It's true. The matter is,
that we've just turned.
Why hasn't she been suspended pending the outcome of this investigation?
Oh, I find it all fascinating. How much do you really think there's an investigation going on, Jeff? I think that's a fair question.
Oh, they've said there's an investigation going on. Yeah, they've. I mean, they've said there is.
Who's asking the questions? Like, nobody's writing about this or anything. Like,
they had
or is that just for show?
I think they had started the investigation prior to the Daily Memphian publishing all this, but I do believe they're doing an investigation. But I mean, to me, to me, if the same allegations had been made, I'll be honest, the allegations were so explosive. Like, the allegations included that there was a woman who, one of the players who wanted to was having an abortion. And the coach said, no, you got to play tonight. And had her postpone the abortion. She ultimately did get the abortion, but had her postpone the abortion so she could play. And then there's the allegation. I mean, these are allegations that I honestly thought might have ended up in Deadspin or something. You know, like, they're crazy. You made a joke. You made a choking and made an I can't breathe joke. That's the allegation, just an allegation, but that's the allegation. I'm kind of stunned. I think it's a measure of how little people do care about women's basketball that those things could be said. If those allegations had been made about the men's basketball program, even if Penny weren't coach, just any men, like,
national
the whole
news
country would have heard
oh,
about it.
Oh, absolutely.
Them. Yeah. So I think, I don't know, like, I, to me, I would like it if they had a coach who, again, who created a feeling, it's never going to be men's basketball, but can be a nice little intimate kind of fun, family-oriented deal.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
Which is what it felt like under when Joy Lee McNellis was there. This is 20 years ago, but that is what I remember it feeling like.
Yep.
And I'll be honest, I think the women's basketball program has some legitimate complaints that – when have you ever seen a palace built like the Laurie facility and had it be basically for just the men? Women, but on the new contract, I gather women are allowed to use it more, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, normally if that's built anywhere, there's equal locker rooms,
mm-hmm.
Like, and so I do think that that's been part of this too. Like, I do wonder how much of this has been some sort of I don't know whether there's some, whether Melissa McFerrin has, and we've sort of suggested this, that she's raised the possibility that the women's basketball program hasn't been treated as fairly as it should have.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, I don't, from a competitive level, I'll be honest, I don't really care. But from a decency level, I hope that they either find that the investigation proves that this, all these allegations are 100% false, or that they make a change so there's a coach in there who can create a positive environment for the players who play in the program.
I think we can all agree on that. Hey, Jeff, thank you so much for coming on, as always, man.
See y'all. Bye.
He is Jeff Carr. I mean, he's laughing. He is laughing.
He's laughing because you didn't have to do nothing that segment.
Hey, look, man, I'm going to sit there
and look at your phone.
I'm going to let y'all duke it out, man. Obviously, y'all both feel very passionately about Memphis women's basketball.
Nah, he doesn't, but yeah. At least he understood there was a discussion to be had.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, we will come back. We will talk to Mike Norvell. He coaches the Memphis football program. We'll talk to him about their start. We will talk to him about Navy, obviously. They have an open week this week, but I'm sure they're spending most of that time preparing for Navy. We will talk to him. But all that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
SAS, the most successful sports information system ever created. 25 straight years of winning. Featured on CNBC, Fox News, ESPN. SAS has not only shown profit every year since its inception, it is completely transparent. Rating winners in unit values of 1 to 3 units. 3 units being a max play. SAS is releasing a 3-unit max play tonight, absolutely free on a recorded message. Call now, 800-741-1122. Confident in this system and so certain of its results, they want you to try it absolutely free, no obligations. Call now and get the winner of Tennessee Jacksonville tonight, absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. Profits of 7 units tonight, absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. That's 1-800-741-1122. Tennessee Jacksonville, free.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-673-1680 now. That's 800-673-1680. 1680 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-673-1680 to learn more. 800-673-1680. That's 800-673-1680. Or visit Reputation.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Mike Norvell is the University of Memphis football coach. They got an open week this week, but they are undefeated on the year, 3-0 after a big win at South Alabama over the weekend. He joins us now. Coach, what's going on, man?
No, nothing much, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. What do we have to do to get that side of Mike Norvell at the Touchdown Club? Like, what do we have to do,
man,
to get that side of you right here with us?
I pretty much feel like I bring it every week. I mean, Maybe it was the atmosphere that got me, and maybe you guys just need to pick up your game.
Man, that's what it is. We got to scream, because you were like, you all had no clue who I was when you hired me. So we've got to raise our level up, Hunko, to get that out of you. Well, let me ask you this one then, because maybe it will. You got a top five defense. You manhandled a South Alabama squad that had previously outgained a previously ranked Nebraska team. They did that on the road. And you beat an SEC team that's favored this weekend against a team that's ranked. Should you guys be ranked, Coach?
You know, I think that, our football team has continued to get better. I really believe that, we've done the things that we've needed to do through the first 3 weeks of the season. I think we played at a high level. I'm glad that I'm seeing us in, you know, getting better at the things that we need to improve on.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, at the end of the day, we don't control the rankings, and I know that there are a lot of people out there that are taking notice of what we're doing. I think we're you know, pushing to get to that status, but really that doesn't define anything for us. We've got to go out there and continue to improve. We're going to have a national audience next Thursday night. We have to go out there and play well, and you know, I think the rest of it will take care of itself.
We'll obviously get to that game. It's an important one on the schedule for sure. But can you just speak to Kenneth Gainwell and just the way that he has stepped up? I mean, from the beginning of the year, he has come in and, you know, he's really been a spark for your offense, especially now in light of, you know, Patrick Taylor not being able to go right now. He's been absolutely massive for you, hasn't he, Coach?
He has been, and I think before the season when we talked, you know, he was a guy that I made mention to somebody I thought would have a great season, and he's got big expectations for only being a redshirt freshman to see the level that he's playing at this early in his career. Something I'm proud of, but you know, he really was thrust into more of a leadership role and having to be a key contributor when Patrick went down, and he's taking full advantage of that. And you know, you see a guy like Kylan Watkins last game come in and be also a 100-yard rusher. It shows a little bit to the depth that we have, but I'm really pleased with what I'm seeing from those guys.
Is there an update on Patrick, Coach, or at least what you can tell us in terms of his return or potential return?
Yeah, you know, he's still be questionable, I would say, for the Navy game. It's not, you know, we're going to be precautious with where he is. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody watched the game last week, you know, we still had him on crutches and, you know, in a boot, just taking our time with that, with the injury. But I know that he's chomping at the bit to get back out there and rolling, and you will see how things progress here this next week, and then you know, if it's extended any longer, just you know, how his body continues to prepare and rehab.
Got some unfortunate news, obviously, about Pop Williams being out for the rest of the year. How do you sort of adjust, you know, in his absence? You know, that's a playmaker you'd love to have, obviously.
Yeah, you know, Pop was having a really good year here to start off the season. You know, injuries are unfortunate when they happen, and but the good thing in Pop's case is that he has never redshirted, so yeah, we're gonna get another year with him.
Yep.
But you know, obviously, it provides a new opportunity for guys to step up and take over that role. So you'll see, you know, in the return game, which, you know, obviously Pop's been, you know, he's an all-conference return, your returning player, you know, you're going to have guys like Calvin Austin, Travion Samuel, DeMonte Coxey, possibly Kenny Gainwell back there. All are capable that we're taking a good look at here this week. And then, you know, at receiver, you know, it's kind of that same group. You know, you have Calvin Austin, you know, Taj Washington is a true freshman. It has a ton of talent. And, you know, I'm excited about what I've been seeing from him, but he's going to probably get an opportunity to play more reps and impact this team.
We are, of course, talking to Memphis football coach Mike Norvell here on the show. And I know this is something that you sort of have to beat your chest for, right, because you are in the American. It's a great weekend for the American,
absolutely,
though. UCF blows out Stanford. You know, Temple gets the win over Maryland. You guys obviously got a big win over a very decent South Alabama team on the road. Is the American, is it catching up, Coach? Like, can you feel it in sort of in the streets? Can you feel that the American is starting to get the respect that it's deserved for quite some time now?
Well, I think anybody that plays against our schools in this conference, they have the teams have respect for us. It's making sure that the national media and the people that are across the country, you know, continue to come to realize that, man, there's some great football that's being played in this league. And you know, we have to play well out of conference. That's just the nature of the beast, because we know when it's in conference play, it's going to be a battle each and every week. And so it's good to see us showing well in those big games. You know, I'm excited about the league and what we've done so far this year. But you know, there'll be more opportunities, and it's something that we have to take advantage of.
Coach, you've always had playmakers on defense, but I mean, I'd be lying to you if I didn't say it looks like night and day out there with what your defense is doing now as opposed to previous years. Like we said, you're top five in the country. What all's gone into it, Coach? Because I know it's not just Adam Fuller, a new DC. Like we said, you've got playmakers making plays. They've been there before, but there's a lot more going into this year. What all's gone into this change, Coach?
Well, I mean, I think we're growing up. I think, you know, we've been a young defense the last few years. Mm-hmm. I mean, even when you look at this, when you look at this unit right now, we only have three senior starters, and so we're still young. But I think Adam's done an exceptional job of putting these guys in position to make plays. And then, you know, the guys, we have more depth. I mean, when you're able to roll, you know, we have 22 to 25 guys that are getting to play significant snaps there on the defense side of the ball. We're staying fresh. Our guys mm-hmm. are playing at a high level. You know, in years past, we thought we had good depth coming in, and then we would be hit by injuries. And, you know, when you had guys that are having to play, you know, 60, 70, 80 snaps a game, that there would be times that fatigue would kind of wear into them. And, but you know, I think the experience is showing. I think I think Adam is done a remarkable job in putting together great game plans for these guys, showcasing their skill set. It's really, truly a combination of all those things, and that's why I think we're playing at a high level, and it's something that's going to be necessary for us to continue to do as the season moves forward, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, that's what we expect to be, and that's something that we work for. You know, we've been working for over the last few years, and, you know, it's good to see that that's starting to pay off, and our kids are really buying into it.
You mentioned it. You've obviously got the open week going on right now, but then you come back with the national stage game against Navy on ESPN inside the Liberty Bowl. How much of an opportunity is this for you guys, Coach? You know, you're right there just outside the coaches' poll, just outside the AP poll. This kind of feels like that kind of a game that would push you over. How much of an opportunity is this for you and your guys?
I think it's huge. You know, one, it's the first conference. It's our conference opener, first conference game. It's against an opponent that we have unbelievable respect for. We've had some extremely challenging games with them over the last few years. We're excited that you get a national broadcast, you know, here at the Liberty Bowl, another showcase for not only our program, for our city. It's going to be a critical night. It's going to be one of those key games that we're going to point to throughout the season. That we need to perform at a very high level, because this is going to be a great challenge, and our guys need to play at an unbelievable level.
Is there anything different about them this year, Coach, than what, I mean, we know it's the triple option every year, and they're going to be well coached and all that stuff, but it looks like their defense too, much like yours, playing at a very, very high level here early this season. Anything different about Navy this year?
Yeah, I mean, they have a new defensive coordinator. Has really brought a tremendous amount of energy and aggressive style of play. These guys are blitzing from all over the field. Mm-hmm. We've seen multiple fronts. Very, very attack oriented. You know, and then there are similar. I mean, there's a lot of similar. You look at how their team has grown, and they took some bumps and bruises last year, but they've responded in an incredible fashion. I mean, offensively. It all starts with Malcolm Perry, their quarterback. He's one of the most dynamic athletes in our league and probably in the country. And you know, he's touching the ball and playing, playing the quarterback position as well as you're going to see in that offense. And you know, he's thrown the ball extremely well, which obviously presents challenges in itself. But then you couple that with a dominating style of defense. I think they've only given up 17 points on the year. I mean, they're doing a great job there. And then they're always well coached and give unbelievable effort in special teams. So this is going to be a complete team that we're playing, one that is going to challenge us in every phase. And so I'm looking forward to the matchup. But to say that we're on a bye week. We've been getting after it every day, and our guys understand the sense of urgency we have to improve and in our preparation for this game.
No, there's no question. It's an absolutely huge one. Mike, man, we always appreciate
Coach.
The time.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on, and I hope that that was a good enough a show for you. You know, maybe not touchdown club level, but I fed off y'all's energy.
We feel the passion.
And, you guys have a great day, and go Tigers.
You yes, too, sir. Coach. Thank you, man.
Mike Norvell. We got to get him out of like a corporate retreat kind of deal. You know what I mean? Like,
no, the passion is there.
No doubt.
He's not screaming at you like he was the touchdown club. That was the difference.
Yeah, that was
probably appreciated, because I don't know if he'd come across as –
yeah.
You know, especially you. You don't like folks yelling at you.
I don't. Yeah. I don't. I get uncomfortable, you know.
Kaharski was yelling at you. You snapped.
No, he wasn't really yelling at me. He was just doing stupid stuff. But, yeah, I mean, that is the game where if Memphis wins the game against Navy on national television,
they're going to the
poll. Exactly. I mean, that's kind of what's on the line
right
now.
Well, they're only one spot out of the coaches' poll, right? They're
exactly.
27th or so in the coaches, and I think it's 30th in the AP. So, yeah, I figured this is the one that puts you in. No, this – the difference is, and I was hoping Mike would get to it, but their defense much different this year. They're coming after you. They've only played a couple of games, two games, I think it is. So it's early in the season for them.
Yep.
It's also a small sample size, but their defense sixth in the country right now. And under a new defense coordinator, they're attacking more. And I think that I was hoping he'd hit on that being the difference, and it has been. They're the same offensively.
Exactly.
That's what they're doing defensively.
You know what
it makes
getting.
This a little bit more of a different challenge. And I think, Brady White's kind of been able to kind of cruise by here early on and not having to be the guy that makes you win the game or the reason why you win the game. He may have to be the reason why you win the game against Navy. I'm just telling you, because they're that good on both offense and defense this year.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is it's like you just know exactly what you're getting out of Navy every year. Like, they're going to run that triple option, and they're going to be an absolute monster to stop. And you really, what you have to do against Navy is you have to be disciplined, and you got to be ready for that just like random ass pass.
I like your breakdown there, Coach Martin.
You have to be prepared for that random ass third down pass that like nobody's expecting that goes for 60 yards and a touchdown.
You can
avoid those and you'll probably win.
There's a big one tonight in the AAC West. Houston has got
Tulane
tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the jersey they were talking about it this morning. But they're going in like a North Carolina type, which is apparently what they used to wear.
Yeah.
The green wave, but they apparently used to wear this baby blue all the time. It actually looks pretty sharp. Folks got Tulane favored in that game by 5 points. Not just because they're at home. They're favored by 5 points in that game. Everybody's been talking about how Tulane's a slick sleeper.
Yep.
I don't know if they beat Houston. Do you?
It's
Eric King?
It's Willie Fritz, right? Willie Fritz? No, I doubt it. But again, though, I mean, we've seen Tulane get some.
This is a different situation.
Wins.
They're at home. They're favored this time against what's a good Houston team that, despite being 1-2, has played a good schedule for an AAC squad, obviously. So this is a chance for Tulane sort of being in a different seat here. Now you're sort of expected to win. Again, a 5-point favorite. Let's see how you do against what's still, we think, one of the better teams in the AAC West in Houston, certainly.
All right, we will come back, wrap this thing up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Police officer Darren Hall.
As Memphis mayor, nothing is more exciting to me than swearing in new police officers.
Police officer Teresa Gavin.
This is Jim Strickland. Since taking office, we have been aggressively recruiting more police to rebuild a police force that had been dangerously depleted.
Police officer Daniel Rodriguez.
Today, we have more than 450 new officers, the first net gain of officers in 7 years.
Police officer Reginald Robinson.
And we are continuing to recruit even more, because with more officers patrolling our streets, with more programs for our young people, we can build a city where every neighborhood is safe.
Jim Strickland, leadership matters. You can early vote at any location September 13th through September 28th. Paid for by friends of Jim Strickland, Paula Casey, treasurer.
Landers Auto Sales. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's exactly where you need to go. They got it all for you out there on the lot. They got large SUVs. They got small SUVs. They got compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, whatever it is you need on the lot. They got you covered out there at Landers. Price is starting at just $29.90. They got one of the widest selections in the Mid-South. They got one of the best teams in the Mid-South. And they're going to get you right. They're going to get you in whatever it is that you are looking for. They're going to make that process smooth, easy, comfortable, and you're going to love what you are in. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can check them out on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Spencer here with ATC Fitness. We have exciting news. All premium members of ATC Fitness now have access to our newly added hydro massage lounges. That's right, for only $25 a month, you'll have access to 18 state-of-the-art facilities, access to tanning, and now access to the best massage unit on the market. Come in today and relax with a free demo. You deserve it. Don't forget, you can also sign up online, atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Did you know there's probably 100 square feet of unused storage space hiding in your closet? You know, along with those missing sweaters and shoes? That's like finding a hidden room you never knew you had. Want to put it to use? Then head over to The Container Store, now open at Exeter Road and Poplar Avenue. As the only store devoted to storage and organization, we can show you the secrets to maximize any size space from your bathroom to your master closet. Come visit our new location in Germantown. The Container Store, where space comes from.
The internet, you need it almost every minute of the day because, hey, you got shows to stream, emails to reply all to, and LOLs to LOL, and that's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available so you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network, set curfews with parental controls, and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now that is simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement, or get 4 times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Plus, add enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires eco bill and auto pay. Ends 1-7-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter, 25 megabits per second. Internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Now's the time to travel and be with the people you care about the most. And at Holiday Inn and Holiday Inn Express, we're helping you be there for less. Save at least 25% at thousands of hotels worldwide if you book by September 24th. You won't want this moment to pass you by. So book today at HolidayInn.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You want to transform your home? You want to add value to your home? Well, then you need to get some blinds or shutters from my man, Chip Wiggins, at Affordable Blinds and Shutters. Give him a call at 901-753-5822. Everybody kind of knows my story. I say it like it's like a great big testimonial, but it is. It has changed the value and the look of my home. We had bamboo shade, which is nothing wrong with bamboo shade. It wasn't a preference of mine because you could see off in my house. So I got with Chip Wiggins, called him up, told him what my situation was. He came over on a Saturday with the mobile showroom, and we kind of demonstrated. We demoed a couple different options, a couple different looks. We settled on the plantation shutters, and they look amazing. They'll do the same for you. Just call them today, 901-753-5822, to transform your home with Chip Wiggins today. Thanks to Mike Norvell for joining us on the show today. There is a pretty significant NFL game happening tonight. Thursday Night Football. It is Titans-Jags. We talked a little bit about it to start the show. The Titans, it feels like, have maybe not to the level that the Colts have owned the Titans, but the Titans have certainly gotten the best of the Jaguars over the last several years. And if they want to have any hope of winning this division, then they have to hope that that continues tonight. Because if they lose this game, that means they will be 0-2 in the division. They will be 1-2 overall. And I just think for that team specifically, that is going to be a hell of a hard hole to climb out of.
Yeah, possibly. It's fair. You don't want to fall behind and go 0-2 in the division. I will give you that. This is what I would say about the Tennessee Titans. typically when we've gone into panic mode, right, oh my gosh, how'd this team lose to Indianapolis again? This is where, like you said last week, after they have a high like beating Cleveland, they usually have the letdown. This is typically where they sort of get it back on track. And again, you're doing it against a Jaguars team. It would make a lot of sense to get back on track. They don't have Nick Foles. And let's be real. I mean, you know, who knows what happens with Jalen Ramsey tonight. They're a team that right now is in disarray, even though they've still got what we think is a pretty stout defense. This is a team you should beat, is my point, just like the Colts were last week. So to do this two straight weeks, I don't know if that's our typical Titans. What's typical Titans? Typically, after a letdown, they'll get it back on track. And again, everything lines up to where you should be able to do it. I know it's on the road, but the Titans, again, 1.5-point favorites, I think, just because, again, you're going against a backup quarterback and you're going against a D that's got some problems inside it, even though they've got some good individual players. So it should be a game you go down there and win, and typically in these instances, they've been able to rebound. So I think, I mean, again, you go to 2-1, 1-1 in the division, all of a sudden you're back in the mix and nobody talking crazy about you.
I think it's a must-win game for the Titans.
I just want to see Mariota. I'm not saying he got to go out and win it tonight, but take something by the throat. Act like you're that franchise's quarterback. Act like you're the face of it. You know what I mean? Like, show some urgency. Make some deep throws. You know what I'm saying? Show it tonight rather than just, hey, saying, Derrick Henry, go win it for me. Defense, go win it for me. I mean, if we're going to see it from Mariota, it's got to be this season. Otherwise, he's going to be on somebody else's team.
It's got to be tonight. I mean, it's got to be tonight. I mean, because this is a secondary that is.
You got all the weapons now. Like, right? I mean, you got an underneath guy in Humphreys. You got edge guys in Davis and Brown. Like, I'm tired. You got your safety valve that you love in Delaney. He's healthy. There are no excuses for this man. You have all the weapons. It's time to stop. Oh, if he gets it done. I mean, it's on him right now.
Yeah, I mean, I really do believe this because I don't think the Titans are a good enough football team. And it boils down to quarterbacks. I mean, this is a quarterback league. You know, you can win some games thanks to a defense, but you're not ever going to contend. You're not ever going to threaten to win a Super Bowl, especially when you got Patrick Mahomes in your conference. You got Tom Brady in your conference. I mean, you just don't have a prayer to do that without a quarterback. So, listen, I mean, the fact that Josh Allen has come in his second year and he has already looked better in year two than Mariota does in year five, that is damning for you. Mm-hmm. That is a damning thing for you. And if you have any intentions of prolonging your career as a Titan, you know, as a starting quarterback in this league, then it is incumbent upon him to win this game tonight and to reverse sort of the trend that he's on. There, I mean, there's no question about it.
Oh, if he plays poorly tonight, right, and you don't go outshine Minshew,
right,
after you just couldn't outshine Jacoby Brissett, who won that game like throwing for 150 yards.
The backup in Indianapolis.
If I'm Mike Vrabel, I'm looking seriously at Tannehill.
This could be the quarterback change.
That's what I look at, because, again, to your point, you lose this one, you're 0-2 in the division. In the division, you feel like it's wide open.
Yep.
You fall to 0-3, it feels like it's over. You still feel like you got a chance. All these teams in the division are beatable. So at least if I'm – otherwise, why did I go get Tannehill? Just waiting for Mario to get it hurt? No. They feel like that's an upgrade from what they've had at backup quarterback. Well, go use it. If this is another blah performance by Mariota, I don't see, if you're Mike Vrabel, how you're not seriously considering – week from now, 2 weeks from now, looking to Tannehill and trying to see if you can shake some things up.
Yeah, I really do think that's on the line.
They got weapons, bro, and they got a good defense. It's a top 10 defense. There is no reason to sit here and just pray and hope that Mariota gets it together at some point and makes this thing look like a playoff team. You've got some pieces for it to be a playoff team. You got to see if Tannehill can do it if this guy doesn't want to get it done.
No doubt. All right, let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
Not even going to speak on Cards, Cubs. Not going to do it, because every time I care, they let me down. So I may save that for Brad, since he's got the leverage in that talk. Houston Tulane, I mentioned it earlier. Slick good AAC West game tonight will be the feature game on ESPN at 7 o'clock. So Tulane team that's 2-1 and sort of in a new spot. It had been the underdog here the last couple of years. It's kind of gotten better, right? And you'd said, hey, that could be a tough game. Well, now they're the favorite, and we'll see how they handle themselves against one of the better AAC West teams, clearly in Houston. They're 1-2, but they got a good quarterback. Houston Tulane tonight, with Tulane playing in the Baby Blues. 7 o'clock on ESPN.
All right, well, tonight it is a team that is up 3 games.
Oh, you wanted to get fancy. That's why we lost the other day. I got it.
Tonight, your Central Division leading St. Louis Cardinals take on the Chicago Cubs. They are in the 90 percentile as far as teams favored to win the National League Central, or at least get the wild card. And you can see it tonight live on Fox. The line is even. The Cardinals, 85 and 67. The Cubs tonight, 82 and 70. With Jack Flaherty on the mound for the St. Louis Cardinals, taking on Kyle Hendricks from your Chicago Cubs. That's tonight on Fox, as well as the Titans game.
Can you believe that he did this to you, Jason?
He's up three games. Of course he did it.
It wouldn't be this way if it was the other way around, would it?
I don't feel good, but we got seven with them over the last 10. A turnaround is possible.
Yeah.
So be careful. Watch the baseball guys there. You never want to offend them, Brad.
Yeah, I'll be checking out the Titans-Jags game tonight. There's no question
about
it.
Look at you watching a little Minshew.
Well, I enjoy car accidents. I mean, you can't look away, right? I mean, it's just kind of this game will not be good. Like Thursday night football games are never good.
No, they're always ugly.
You know, Carolina-Tampa Bay last Thursday was friggin' you had two cameras to start the damn game. It's always a disaster.
Is it like right now that there's a bunch of crappy ass teams and some really, really good teams? Like, where's the middle?
That's the problem with the NFL. It's like you have like 5 to 7 like really awesome teams, and then everybody else is kind of like mediocre or bad. Like, that's just the way it always is. But
where's the middle? It might be the Titans, actually. Might be the middle.
The Titans are the definition of the middle. There's no doubt. But I'll be watching tonight. This might be Marcus Mariota's last stand. That's going to do it for us today. As always, the show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests who joined us on the show today, Ross Tucker, Jeff Goodman, Jeff Coggins, and Mike Norville. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN. Broadcasting throughout the entire Mid-South on Blowtorch 680 AM. And in pristine HD FM on 92.9 FM in Memphis.
Memphis, 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 Memphis. Memphis. Nothing but Memphis. Everywhere we go, it's Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee. The beautiful land in the world.
Memphis' sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN. SAS, the most successful sports information system ever created. 25 straight years of winning. Featured on CNBC, Fox News, ESPN. SAS has not only shown profit every year since its inception, it is completely transparent. Rating winners in unit values of 1 to 3 units. 3 units being a max play. SAS is releasing a 3-unit max play tonight, absolutely free on a recorded message. Call now, 800-741-1122. Confident in this system and so certain of its results, they want you to try it absolutely free, no obligations. Call now and get the winner of Tennessee Jacksonville tonight, absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. Profits of 7 units tonight, absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. That's 1-800-741-1122. Tennessee Jacksonville, free.
When the people of Memphis needed a voice on the city council, Frank Colvett was ready to answer the call.
This is Frank Colvett.
That's why Frank Colvett has made a great city councilman. He's always ready to help the people he represents.
Let me know how I can help.
When garbage wasn't being collected in a timely manner, Frank worked with the mayor to create a better system in his district. When our local neighborhood watch programs needed resources, Frank pulled in the Memphis Police Department and got it done. And when Memphis had the chance to achieve universal pre-K, Frank Colvett was the co-sponsor of the resolution that finally made pre-K a reality for all our kids. It's not that often we find a politician willing to listen. So when we do, let's make sure we keep him around.
Glad I could help.
Let's re-elect Frank Colvett. Early voting is September 13th through September 28th, and Election Day is October 3rd. Let your voice be heard. Paid for by friends of Frank Colvett, Anita Harris, Treasurer.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support. It's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 9/29/19. Restrictions apply, new business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
I went to Triumph Bank the other day to set up an account.
met with a banker named Holly Bronson, and here's what Bronson told me. The first thing you need to do is put my number in your cell phone. I can't help you if you don't call me. Yes, she really said that. Are you as stunned as I was? But that's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, because of people like Holly Bronson. She'd worked at other banks before Triumph, of course. Given the way that banks are gobbled up by bigger banks these days, she'd actually worked at five different banks. But those banks didn't deliver the kind of service that Bronson wanted to give her customers. So Bronson made the switch. And here's the thing. Nearly all of her customers made the switch with Bronson because they understood what a difference personal service can make. Bronson insists she's nothing special, of course. She rattled off the names of a whole bunch of bankers at Triumph who take their jobs and service as seriously as she does. But I can tell you it's the first time a banker ever gave me her cell phone number. Triumph is invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Hewlett & Dunn, nestled on Old Town Square in Collierville, has 4,000 square feet of the largest boot selection in 200 miles. International boot legends Luke Casey, Double H, Red Wing, Ariat, Justin, and Tony Lama. Hewlett & Dunn has rubber hunting boots by Dryshod, and recently has expanded the selection of safety work boots. Filson Honey Gear, biggest selection in three states, and now carrying Duckhead. Western Wear, hunting attire, jeans, belts, hats, and more at 111 North Center Street, Collierville on Old Town Square. You need to stop by Hewlett & Dunn, you bet your boots.
It's the once-a-year half-off everything sale at Robert Irwin Jewelers. If it's in the case, it's half-off, except loose diamonds. This Friday and Saturday only, all four locations. This is the one half-off everything sale in every case at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You send a congratulatory text to your newly promoted boss, but autocorrect changes it to something unintended.
Oh, no.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect gone horribly wrong, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your smartphone's word choice is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Ooh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Huh.
And now, all you can do...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.